Here in Sheboygan, taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. It's Tuesday, August 13th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us in this time slot every Tuesday is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What is happening in your world?
Man, we've got a lot going on here. And I wish I could say more and more about it, but we have secured ourselves a new location, and it's on the south side of town, and it's not a done deal yet. We've kind of been alluding to it over the last couple of weeks. The property that we've been looking at went to auction. We won the auction, but everything is not finalized yet. So I can't exactly say we're moving. I can't exactly say everything is done and complete. But we have a new, bigger location that we're excited to announce to everybody. I'm hoping that we get to do it by the next time we talk on Tuesday next week, and we can give you more details about exactly what we're going to do here with this location, what we plan to do with a new location, and hopefully some new exciting things for the future. Beyond that, it's been an awesome summer, man. You know, we have a lot of conversations about how the weather has been pretty awesome this summer, actually, and it seems like a lot of people are saying this is kind of like Michigan summers of the past, where we get a brief rain shower to kind of cool things down, and then we've got a wonderful evening. Of course, the Northern Lights were out the other night, but sure, our traffic right here downtown and just our tourist traffic in general has been fantastic. It's been a great summer. Everything looks like we're trending in the upward direction. We're just happy to be busy, man, and not have any nonsense to have to deal with, like what's coming in February with changing wage laws and all these other crazy things. We're just kind of trying to, you know, make hay while the sun's shining, I think, as the phrase goes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you mentioned the weather, and it's kind of interesting because we've had a couple of really hot days, but not that many. I've talked to a couple of golf courses on a regular basis, and they are so happy because they're not even having to extensively water their greens They said the rains that have come have really helped. The fairways are nice and lush and green. They're excited, but more importantly, they're seeing a lot of people from downstate. Are you seeing a lot of downstaters as well?
Yeah, not only downstaters, but boy, are we seeing a lot of people from Ohio and Indiana as well. But, you know, to your point about the golf courses, I don't think people understand how expensive it, you know, that's my former business before I opened a restaurant. And sure. Sometimes we'd be pumping $60,000 worth of water out onto a golf course in a given month. $60,000 just in energy cost to pump water out onto a golf course. So that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And, you know, golf courses are a lot like restaurants. The margins are pretty thin, and you really have to make hay while the sun's shining. And it sounds like this year, from my friends that are still in the business, that you're exactly right, that they are seeing that exact same thing.
Yeah. $60,000 a year or a month, excuse me, in green fees and maybe a couple of beers at the turn and maybe a dinner, a sandwich or something after. But man, that's a lot of money just to be pumping to keep the grass green.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So anything we can get naturally. And I think people don't realize, too, that when we have these nice thunderstorms as well, that dumps nitrogen into the air as well. So nitrogen is one of the chemicals that almost all golf courses put a mixture of nitrogen in with their fertilizer. So that is another thing that contributes to having these wonderful, lush green fairways and our lawns that look great right now. Yep. So, I mean, I love this kind of weather. Wintertime is another story, but, you know, I love all the seasons here in Michigan.
Absolutely. Going to take a short break. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. We'll take a short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Oh, Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. One thing you mentioned, Ian, and I want to get into it again because it's going to have major impact unless a lawsuit is filed, something is done to stop it. I want to talk about this increase wages that they are ramming through the Michigan Supreme Court, basically making laws on their own. Is that going to be challenged in court? What have you heard from the Michigan Hotel Restaurant Association, folks like that?
I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing, but I'm laughing at the end of that question. What is, you know, Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association doing? Michigan Licensed Beverage Association, what are they doing? I have heard they are doing nothing. They've issued a couple of surveys to us licensees to kind of gauge what we may do, and they just released those findings last week in an email newsletter to us. And it's the same thing that was reported last week. You know, I mean, we're all going to raise our prices. We're probably going to lay some people off. Service models are going to change. You know, something that may have been fine dining may not necessarily be fine dining. Something that was full table service may now go to a counter service, you know, a small diner or something. those seem to be the responses, which we knew already. Those seem to be the responses that are coming back. But as far as who is taking legal action against this, I have not seen anybody taking any legal action. I did see some Democrats that were in favor of coming to the table, creating some legislation to change some of this. But what I'm now hearing as this becomes more widely known about, put aside the tip wage reduction and removal that I'm always discussing, these small businesses, you know, I've got a friend of mine owns a shop down the street, White Birch Outfitters. If you're downtown here, go see Casey and Michelle Buckleitner. They're awesome human beings, great shop, great stuff. They are now going to be required to accrue paid sick time leave for part-time employees, anytime employees. Not only do they have to track it, but they now have to give paid sick leave with no notice. So imagine a place that has maybe one or two employees along with the owners also working the counter in their retail store. Yep. This person calls in at 8:30 in the morning with no notice. You have to pay that person for their time off, and you now have to pay the person to replace them with no notice. So we're starting to see more of the details of this thing, and more business owners, not just restaurateurs, are finding out the implications beyond just the raise in minimum wage, which most of us can agree probably should have been raised regardless. But the paid sick time law, off leave, whatever we're calling it, with no notice, plus the raise in minimum wage, plus the removal of the tip credit, all of these, and then you want to talk about the time frame in which they're to be implemented. All of these things stacked on top of each other don't bode well for small businesses. And I just don't see anybody taking any legal action to try and move this to a different venue, get it into federal court somehow to have it looked at. Because I do believe, like we discussed last week, I think, that the Michigan Supreme Court overstepped their bounds, that they basically created new legislation with these different time frames that they've implemented. And I think that sure. does need to be looked at for sure.
Well, on that point, well, it's the Michigan Supreme Court. So what do you end up having to do? I'm sure you'd go to the federal, probably district court, and then the U.S. appellate court, and before the United States Supreme Court, which would be very expensive and a few years down the road. They don't take cases, you know, willy-nilly just at the spur of the moment. They got to be put into the docket. Question is, if they don't challenge us and this comes in February, which, like you say, they impose the 205 days after the passage of their mm-hmm. decision or whatever, submission, I should say, of their decision. This is hitting in February. A lot of businesses are going to be looking at this and going, wait a minute, if this is going to happen and they have a choice of whether they shut down for the winter, a lot of our resort-type businesses, they may say, you know what? To heck with it. We're not going to stay open. We're going to shut it down, and we're not going to deal with this until maybe April or May in the spring when things start getting better, traffic starts coming back here in northern Michigan. This could shut down maybe a lot of businesses that would normally possibly stay open this winter.
Yeah, see, this is the law of unintended consequences, or maybe intended consequences, as some have argued. But
sure.
you're exactly right. These are the types of things. See, this is what happens when people that have never been or owned a small business, been in the business world, operated a small business, started a small business, they don't understand just the time or the cost in software to track and accrue paid time off. Just that in and of itself is a huge time crush or cost crush between the two of those things. And then you want to talk about the implication it has on your small business. Like you said, February, Randy, February. That is yeah. our single slowest month of the year, and it is entirely weather dependent for us. Now, you're introducing another, it's almost like pandemic times where we're having to market. We don't know what's going to happen in 2 weeks. 2 weeks down the road, we could be open back up. 2 weeks down the road, we could be closed back down. We really don't know. And now we're introducing, come February, this gigantic question mark for a lot of these small businesses. The larger businesses, I'm not too concerned about. But these small businesses, especially restaurants, when we hear that 40% of restaurants in Michigan right now aren't solvent as they sit here today while you and I are having this conversation, they're not able to make their money, which means they're borrowing money, they're getting merchant cash advances, they're doing whatever they can, and now come February, three large costs are going to come upon them. I'm hearing already that some restaurants are just going to call it quits. Like they, it's like, okay, this now... But you don't want me around. Like, one specifically is an ice cream shop in mid-Michigan. He's like, why am I even going to bother to do this?
Right, right. Well, I have a friend that's a delivery driver for Gordon Foods, and he said that even some of their restaurants that they normally deliver quite a bit to have told Gordon Food Services, we need longer pay periods to pay on our bills. If you want us to continue to order from you, you're going to have to extend our credit limits as far as normally, what is it, net 10 or net 20, net 15, whatever, to pay your food suppliers. Now they're asking for 60 to 90 days extensions of credit. And Gordon Foods is kind of caught in the middle. He's telling me he might lose his job as a truck driver.
Right. And again, see, this is what happened during the pandemic. When we were open, I'd go to Gordon Foods. We were one of the only places that was still getting a truck. Some distributors require a dollar amount for a minimum. Some require a case minimum. Like you said, GFS is what they call a 10-day bucket. So everything you get within 10 days, debits on that day. Now, one of the worst, I should say, biggest indicators of a financial crisis or distress in a business is when you're asking for longer credit terms. That's not good when you're asking for 15, 30, 60, 90-day credit terms. It's not to say that it's a bad thing, but when you've been operating at 10, and then you just when you need to go longer, that is a definite sign of a spiral or, unfortunately, potentially a bankruptcy spiral. And I see that becoming more commonplace, unfortunately.
Well, and Gordon Foods have been doing this a long time, and that's why they have that 10-day bucket with solvent restaurants, because they know you're using the food, you're turning the tables, your staff is making money, you're making profit. You should be able to get the food, sell it, process it, bill it, get your money, and then pay your payment to them. With them seeing this probably for decades, I don't know how long they've actually been in business, but that's a major red flag to them when these small restaurants and diners start asking for extensions. It's like, no, dude, you're going down the tubes. We're cutting you off right now.
Yeah, this is the time where I'm telling my friends in the business and people that know, you really need to start looking at your numbers, and you need to know your numbers really, really well, because the equation is going to change. The equation we've all been operating on, that we make our menu prices for, that is going to have to change. And if you don't know your numbers down to the single percentage, you're going to have to learn it and figure it out. And that means a lot of time and probably money and new software. But that's, if you want your business to be solvent over the next fiscal year, that's what I'm recommending to all of my friends in the business, is you've got to know your numbers inside and out and watch them so carefully.
And possibly change your menu prices in order to stay profitable.
I mean, I think that if you're not over, I do that every 30 days minimum. I do that. I also don't print laminated menus, right? So we have paper menus. We're a barbecue, so we can do that.
Well, a good friend of mine, Ian, had been very successful business owner in Indiana. He had his own plane. He flew into Michigan a lot. And he did the very highly graphic, you know, pictures of the meals with laminated menus. He called me last week. He's out of business. He retired. He said nobody's doing laminated menus anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely a different environment. You know, some of the distributors, like, say, a Gordon Food Service, they will come in and sometimes provide menus. But you do see a lot of that stuff moving to the online marketplace, like with a Vistaprint or some of those things. So I can see why that might be the case. But that, to the point, restaurants are looking for any possible way that they can cut corners, and this is what I recommend for any business owner that is being affected, small business that is being affected by these changes. You folks really need to look at your numbers and really drill down and look at the next fiscal year and say, okay, this is what we're looking at, a 25% potential increase in labor cost alone. Then that doesn't, I mean, how can you possibly calculate paid sick time as far as a future cost of your business?
Unknown variable that they can't even project for. That's amazing. Well, one thing on that point real quick, and we'll wrap this up. If enough people take your advice and start looking at their numbers and realizing how much they're going to have to raise their prices or lay off people, do you think this may actually then trigger some type of lawsuit to do an injunction to keep this law from going in effect in February?
You know, Randy, I don't know of any legal route right now to be able to stop this other than our legislators come together and create bipartisan legislation to at least stay this Supreme Court decision. I don't know how they do that and what the wording looks like on that, but that's what they should do. And they need to bring some industry experts in and say, okay, this is what we should actually be doing. Increase minimum wage, tie it to inflation, but then take the tip credit and don't remove that. Keep it at 40%, tie it to minimum wage, which is tied to inflation, and then we need to have the conversation about a cap on employees for small businesses when it comes to this paid sick time leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
It literally should be that simple, Randy, and I don't hear any legislators having that conversation or wanting to have that conversation, and it's on us to stay on our legislators to make them get to the table and have this conversation.
Well, the Democrats are celebrating that Supreme Court decision, and with them in the majority until the end of the year, I don't think they're going to be interested in doing it. This may be something has to be done in January after maybe perhaps the Republicans take back the House. We'll have to wait and see.
That's
final message you'd like to say to the folks before we let you go.
Well, I would say this on that last point is if these folks that are championing this decision are for working people, this is the time for them to say, we are for the working people, and this is too much, and it's going to put good working people out, and it's going to close many good working people's businesses, and we need to do something about it. We need to get to work.
Amen. Absolutely. Great information, great discussion. Thank you, Ian.
Thanks, brother.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.